This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Some people said, don't go. But Leroy went anyway, with a message right out of Ezekiel chapters 24 through 28. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
My wife and I had quite a surprise during a preaching mission to Southern California. We had been there about a month at universities and military bases and had seen many come to Christ. We were very thankful for all that God had done among military personnel as well as among students at UCLA and USC and other schools. But now it was time to go to the campus we had been told was the most unresponsive to the gospel of any school in California. In fact, my wife had been warned not to go there at all by people who knew the place very well. A former student referred to it as the University of Sodom and Gomorrah. But when we got there, we were surprised to see the organizers of the meeting pulling open a large folding door to enlarge the meeting space. Even with the extra 100 seats, the place was packed out and students were standing in the back. After an introduction by one of the students, I gave a 30-minute message explaining the gospel of Christ. When I opened the meeting for questions, I was surprised again because most of the questions had to do with the judgment of God. Now that's a message we often think wouldn't interest people, yet the scriptures are filled with it. In today's passage, Ezekiel chapters 24 through 28, the phrase, "This is what the Sovereign Lord says," occurs 28 times. Each time, it is a message of God's judgment. One of the students at that university meeting asked, "Are you saying, sir, that if I come to Christ in the manner that you are suggesting, that I will never face judgment?" I said, "Yes, that's what I'm saying. Christ died and paid the entire penalty for our sin. When we come to Him in repentance and faith, we have His assurance from John 5:24 that if we hear and have faith, we will not be judged." The meeting went on for another hour or two, and periodically the matter of judgment came up. On the way out the door, after the meeting ended, a student stopped me and asked it one more time. The judgment of God is not a pleasant topic. When you and I come to Christ, we settle that issue once and for all. But many people are still struggling with it. I didn't think a group of free-wheeling college kids in California would be interested in the judgment of God, but there they were. Maybe there's someone you know who is longing for the peace of knowing that there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to Daily Walk, the Navigator's monthly devotional guide. Daily Walk is filled with practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Are we trusting gimmicks instead of God? From Ezekiel chapters 29 through 32, Leroy challenges a modern trend. Tomorrow on Daily Discipleship.